It's Monday, March 8th, 2021. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick. Health officials in Nevada reported 230 more confirmed COVID-19 cases and one additional death Sunday. The latest figures raised the state's pandemic totals to more than 296,000 cases. More than 5,000 Nevadans have died since the start of the pandemic. The number of infections is thought to be far higher than reported because many people have not been tested, and studies suggest people can be infected with the virus without feeling sick. In Washoe County, health officials reported 85 new COVID-19 cases over the weekend and no new deaths related to the virus. There have been nearly 650 COVID-19 deaths in Washoe County and more than 43,000 cases since the pandemic began a year ago. Nevada Governor Steve Sisolak has signed an emergency order adjusting the minimum distance between performers and audience members that previously challenged the return of productions. Previously, because of the pandemic, performers were required to maintain 25 feet of space between the audience, but that was a restriction some smaller venues could not accommodate. Sisolak signed the new emergency directive on Friday, updating the minimum distance to 6 feet if performers are wearing masks and 12 feet when performers are unmasked. The order is effective immediately and applies to all live entertainment and performances. The Nevada Supreme Court has held a public hearing on a petition that would create a commission to study how complex water cases in the state are decided. KUNR's Michelle Billman has the details.
The public hearing addressed how Nevada could improve education, training, and efficiency in how the state's courts handle elaborate water cases. The court did not vote on any proposals during last week's hearing. The petition was brought by Chief Justice James Hardesty, who says the idea came to him after speaking to water law attorneys and judges who handle water cases. Most of the comments heard in the hearing supported a re-examination of how the state's courts handle the century-old law. Michelle Billman, KUNR News.
A new report commissioned by the legislature shows Nevada public schools have too many students per classroom and too few teachers and support staff. The study was released Friday to the Commission on School Funding. It projects the added cost of meeting just the national average for student-to-teacher ratio would be about $800 million. The report also found that Black and Hispanic students are less likely to have experienced teachers than white or Asian children. Speaking of schools, California's governor has signed a law aiming to return public school students to classrooms. Governor Gavin Newsom signed the law Friday as many parents and teachers question whether it will work. The law offers $2 billion to school districts that reopen physical classrooms by the end of this month. It also includes $4.6 billion for all schools to help students catch up. But it has no requirements for how long students must be taught in person, and many teachers' unions are still resistant to return. Getting students back into classrooms has been a fraught issue nationwide, pitting politicians against teachers' unions. A group of Indian law scholars is arguing for indigenous knowledge to be admissible as court testimony. The Mountain West News Bureau's Savannah Marr reports.
Some indigenous history is preserved in stories, songs, and ceremonies that are passed down orally, rather than written records. Leaders of the Jemez Pueblo say oral histories prove its aboriginal ties to Valles Caldera, an area of federally managed land in northern New Mexico. But in 2019, a district judge dismissed those histories as hearsay and struck down the Pueblo's land claim. The tribe has filed an appeal, and now 9 Indian law scholars have signed onto a brief arguing for the Pueblo's oral histories to be considered. This includes Robert Hershey with the University of Arizona School of Law. He says that dismissal was based in harmful stereotypes that cast indigenous knowledge as primitive.
You can't divorce these stereotypes from the colonial structures, and by colonial structures, I mean, for example, evidentiary rules that prevent the admission of a great amount of oral or traditional history in court.
For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Savannah Marr.
Nevada's U.S. Democratic Senators Jackie Rosen and Catherine Cortez Masto were both in the razor-thin majority Saturday as the U.S. Senate approved a $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief bill. The 50-49 vote gives President Joe Biden and Democratic lawmakers a victory that they say is crucial for hoisting the country out of the pandemic and the economic downturn. Senate passage sets up final action by the House this week. Those are your morning news headlines for Monday, March 8th. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick.